Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello, this is Dr. Mystery, your host for the Armour Men's Health Hour. Welcome back. I have my co-host, Donna Lee, the seventh funniest mother
Mom
in America.
I'm telling her you, Nick at Night.
We need to put these
You forget
videos.
The Nick at Night. That's the important credibility. That's my street cred.
Nick at Night?
Nick at Night's my street cred.
Can we just say Nickelodeon next time?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people may not know that Donna is a professional comedian.
That's right.
Mainly because she's not that funny.
I'm not that funny.
Oh, that's funny. she's trying to make me into a comedian. I am not funny either. But what I am is passionate about men's health.
Yes, but sometimes you're funny.
I try to be.
Talks we have during the commercial breaks are pretty funny.
That's probably. And you better not be recording.
I'm starting to record those.
That's not right. this is the Armour Men's Health Hour. This is a men's health show. Mm-hmm. We are on the radio on KLBJ.
News Radio KLBJ.
If this is where you're listening to this program, then thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. We absolutely love having your questions and your participation and your engagement. It's a really big component of why we continue doing this. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, well, welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah, send us an email if you're far, far away, and we'll send you a free t-shirt. I mean, unless you're in Sweden or something, but
I don't know, maybe
if you're like in Michigan,
cash on delivery, maybe.
Right. That's right. COD.
That's right.
You know, I wanted to give a shout out to our super fan.
Yeah.
Her name's Lori.
Yeah.
She's my new best friend.
That's right.
Because she's a super fan.
She's a super fan.
She thinks we're pretty cool.
And you know what she proved to us? We probably need to make this show a little bit more appealing
to women. Yeah.
I was told just today, in fact, that a man was like, well, maybe I should listen to the show because it won't just be my wife telling me about my health. A lot of what we do on this show has to do with being a man and men's health problems that you kind of encounter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being a man starts before you're 65. Mm. Believe it or not. Mm. And we spend a lot of time in our practice doing men's fertility and helping men become fathers. How about now you're a father or a mother and you got a little boy at home and that little boy's got some problems with his dingling.
That happened.
And you don't know what to do about it. It is a weekly scenario.
Did you
here.
Say dingling?
It is weekly here.
It is. Well, daily.
That we educate some parent on some something. Aspect of their kids' genitals.
On dingling
that
education.
That they think is a complete mystery to them. Ma'am, you didn't realize that your son's left testicle was 17 times larger than the right.
They don't know. After a certain age, the teenage boys aren't going to show it or talk about it.
Oh,
like
boy.
Mine. He's 17. Yes. He would probably never tell me if something was wrong.
Yes. So that's why we have sports physicals, because it's good that somebody's checking
out. Oh,
down
I never
below.
Thought about that.
And
is that a fake physical? They just call it sports physical so they check their dinglings?
I think that the only thing they're checking is their dingling, in fact, just to make sure that everything is working okay. A couple of topics that you may not get a lot of information on and may kind of baffle you. One of them is disorders of puberty. I think that, you know, nowadays, you know, when you're growing up, especially if you're the mother of a boy, you may not know what is normal. When are things supposed to be dropping? When are voices supposed to be dropping? When is hair supposed to be going in certain places? And you may be wondering kind of what the natural kind of course of puberty is. I'll say that although it's different for every young boy, if you're 15 years old, if your boy's 15 years old, his voice hasn't dropped and he hasn't started gaining muscle mass and he is not having facial hair, mm-hmm. then I'd be concerned at age 14 and 15 that puberty may not be coming in. Now, a lot of times the body will naturally catch up. As you can all imagine, to be small mm-hmm. and underdeveloped in your middle and high school years can probably play a very big role in your self-confidence,
psyche.
in your even your academic performance, because that's what I care about the most, you know, people studying hard and working hard. But it can really play a big role. So pubertal kind of questions are certainly something that you can ask your pediatrician about. Don't feel weird about it. That's what everybody's here for. Mm-hmm. If you want a more in-depth kind of male-centered kind of exam, it's something that we do all the time. We will actually kind of physically measure the testicles. We'll make sure that they are where they're supposed to be. We'll check testosterone levels. We can check LH and FSH levels to make sure that the pubertal kind of machinery is coming on. And whether you have talked to your son about it or not, they're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. They're looking at each other in, you know, on the playground or in the gym, and they understand when they're undersized or right. not going through puberty at the same time. So you know, don't wait till they're 16 or 17 and off, getting ready to go off to college.
Right. And you'll see kids.
Oh, yeah.
I think people don't know that. You see pediatrics.
That's right.
Conversely, though, I'm kind of tired of the moms that call and they're like, oh, I want to get my son in. Do you have room for a new patient? I'm like, sure, what's going on? And they're like, well, he's having something wrong with his penis and he's just so embarrassed. I need to bring him in. I'm like, well, how old is he? 27. I'm like, stop it. Stop it, ma'am. You have enabled him, and that is wrong.
That's funny.
Well, we do have a question, though.
From Chief Mama Enabler herself, Donna. Very good. You're the enabler. All right, what's this question?
So this question is from a longtime listener. He sent this in a little while ago. Dr. Mystery, my 13-year-old grandson is 6'1" and having testicular pain into his stomach. He has been to the doctor and the emergency room. They have no diagnoses that they've given him. That's interesting. They live in Salt Lake City. This gentleman, the listener, lives here. I was hoping you might know of a urologist in that area. I listen to your show all the time and find it very informative. Thank you so much for your time. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great
question.
No
diagnosis.
You know, if that person has already been to see a urologist, I'll just kind of cite briefly the multiple things that I see that lead to testicular and abdominal pain in that age group. So starting from the most worrisome is testicular torsion, mm-hmm. where you get an acute twisting of the testicle that causes pain. Now that pain, if it's a torsion, an official torsion, it'll happen, it'll be obvious, it'll be diagnosed immediately, the pain will resolve surgically.
Right. When it's fixed. That feel like a kick in the cojones?
It can
like,
feel...
Or like, is it more gradual?
It's severe pain, usually acute onset, mm-hmm. oftentimes wakes the patient up, and they have nausea and vomiting almost always with it.
Oh.
The second thing that can occur, but that's not going to be mistaken.
Right.
The second thing that can occur is an infection of the epididymis or testicle called epididymitis. Mm-hmm. It can occur in children that age is often viral. It will also not be terribly subtle, although it can be, but it's usually going to be a sudden onset of pain and swelling. It's usually not going to be mistaken, and it usually self-limited within a few days with just ibuprofen, and sometimes we'll give Bactrim if we're confused or concerned that this is an infectious etiology.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting into what are causes of pain that happen that are hard to spot. So a varicocele is a great example. A 6'1", 13-year-old, that kid's got a lot of torso.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the vein that feeds blood or takes blood away from his left testicle is going to be really long.
Mm-hmm.
I could go through anatomical pictures. But if it's a dull ache in the left testicle, especially with lots of physical activity, lifting, that's something that can be both repaired and very mm-hmm. common cause of testicular discomfort.
Mm.
And is usually a very quick exam. An ultrasound can often find these things, but not always. And if he's been evaluated, he may have already had an ultrasound. So next comes the concept of intermittent testicular torsion. Just like the first one where I talked about it twisting and staying twisted,
mm-hmm.
intermittent torsion can twist and untwist and twist and untwist.
Mm.
And this is one of the hardest diagnoses to make because when they see you, they're not hurting.
Right.
And then when they go home or do something, then it twists and then it untwists. Usually it will feel like a torsion, severe onset pain, maybe associated with nausea, and then it will resolve almost as quickly as it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it keeps happening, they may have some residual pain. And this is all about a level of suspicion. Your doctor really has to be thinking that maybe this is happening. And then what we do is we just put a couple stitches in and keep it from twisting, and that fixes it. In most cases, that's what it is. That's right.
Really?
Next, we're going to go through it just because, you know, that's how we do things here. a biomechanical cause. So the pelvic floor is a basket of muscles that has four holes in a man.
Mm-hmm.
One you pee from, one you poop from, and the other two are the holes that the testicular cords come out of.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that basket of muscles is not working, maybe the boy has a scoliosis or some other orthopedic issue that's causing that muscle group to not function symmetrically,
mm-hmm.
you can have either unilateral, or just on one side, testicle pain, or the other, or both. That mm-hmm. can also cause kind of an abdominal pain. If the patient has ever had a hernia or a hernia repaired, then surgical complications from that can cause both testicular and abdominal pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've given you a long list because... If it was easy, somebody would have figured it out already.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
It's not going to be torsion. It's probably not going to be an infection, but a varicocele could have been missed by a primary pediatrician.
What's a varicocele again?
Especially if the testicle wasn't examined.
Mm-hmm.
A varicocele is just like a varicose vein in the legs.
Mm-hmm.
A varicocele is a large dilated vein, which is actually a group of veins, mm-hmm. that are normally present. Like these veins are, you should be there, but they shouldn't be engorged with blood. You shouldn't see what we call a bag of worms appearance through the testicle, through the scrotal skin. Mm-hmm. And this can lead to both a delayed testicular growth, infertility, low testosterone, and the most dreaded, which is a dull ache in the testicle. And 13 to 16, I think, is a very reasonable time to consider it. Mm-hmm. And then there are some testicular pains that just occur just as boys are going through puberty. But I wouldn't just immediately call something a growing pain without actively going through the entire algorithm. Mm.
Good to know.
What a great that question. Thank you so much.
Instead of me Googling and making you mad again.
Yes, don't Google.
I had you answer the question so people didn't have to Google.
For once. Thank you so much. How do people get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762. You can ask for me. Our website is armormenshealth.com and our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. Email us and we will answer your questions on air. We'll be right back.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armour Men's Health Hour.